Welcome to the Grace Place Weekly Podcast. No matter your size, age, shade, or background, here you'll receive compelling lessons suited to help guide your walk with Christ and your relationships with others. Please join us now for this week's podcast, recorded live from Grace Place in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hallelujah! So the praise and the worship and your testimonies and prayer and all combine to minister and heal. And you just don't know what people are going through. You don't know. Then it would really behoove us all to just love everybody and encourage everybody, because you just don't know what somebody's going through. People look good on the outside, but you don't know the wreck, the train wreck, the pain, the suffering. And so I won't be long today, but I do have it's like the final message of the year, and a message of looking forward for you. Let me show you a verse. You might want to mark this in your Bible. Would you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1? Ephesians chapter 1. Oh, I can't even tell you how much I love you today. What a great, great church. Really, really, isn't it wonderful? I've been around. This is wonderful, this service today. Nate's amazing gift to flow in the Spirit and to make melody while we think about our thanks. Excuse me. I want to read Ephesians chapter 1, 7 through 14. I'm doing this on purpose because not only do I feel good, not only am I thankful and is my spirit full, I have the Word of God also. It's not just a good feeling. It's not just a sense of hope. I know why I believe. Now, my wife, Tara, hasn't been feeling well, so when she got to get ready for church today, I know this is contrary to you, but I've said it to you. I said, go back to bed, rest. You don't have to go to church. How many of you know you don't have to go to church? God's everywhere. She said, I can go to bed. She said, really? I said, yeah, what are you talking about? Lay down. Rest. When you aren't here, folks, listen, when you aren't here, think about the Lord. If you skip and go fishing, think about the Lord. Have a great day, right? If you're going to miss church, you ought to have a good day somewhere, right? Seriously. So I said, rest. But if she were here today, you would hear her amen or nod. Because she thinks that I have some psychological problems. What are you laughing at? That's not funny. She does. She does. And she says to me often, and often in front of our kids, nobody thinks like you. People don't think like that. And I don't know that, except that she tell me, because I think everybody thinks like me, right? So do you. You hope they do. You'd like everybody to be right. My deal is, I have very difficult times in my past like you. We have serious family problems in my history. I've had serious issues in relationships and been broken. Like I said, I hated church. Church was such a dark and scary. The whole message of the church was more pressure. I left church feeling worse because of the stuff I heard. I never measured up, and I always thought I should do more. And about an hour after I left church, I thought I would just blow up, so I did stupid stuff to get rid of my guilt and my shame and the pressure that I was under. And so I want you to know I have a normal past, but something has happened to me over the years. God has filled my life, my mind, and my heart with His Word. I have total joy. I don't fear. I don't worry. I know how I know I don't? Because I know when I did. Just almost like you were saying, Gina, I know what He delivered me from because I was afraid. I was nervous about money. I was concerned about the future. I knew I wasn't going to be saved. Do you know that when I grew up, I never heard the word grace? I never heard a message preached from a pulpit about grace. It was always about sin, and it was always about the coming of the Lord and how we were going to be so few and lost. So when I tell you that my wife says I'm psychotic and I'm nuts and nobody thinks like me, it's because I have such joy. I have such peace. I don't believe stuff the church told us. I'm not afraid of what they call end times. I'm not nervous about the four blood moons. I don't believe in an antichrist. I believe in Jesus Christ. If there's an antichrist, it's like an ant and Christ. People question and say, well, how can you say these things? And why? I just want to tell you that I believe that God Almighty is not just in control of this little tiny planet, but He's in control of the universe. I believe that with one breath, He could turn the planet around and spin it the other way and keep gravity working, and He could blink the sun on and off every minute or two, and we'd just be fine. He's going to take care. He's got things under control. You can't stop Almighty God. The angels bow before Him. The forces of the universe are at His beck and call. He can turn the lights off, turn them on as He pleases. Do you understand? I think He's in control. I believe that, and I'm not afraid. Listen to me. I heard so much talk about President Obama and how bad it was going to be and how it was going to be so anti-God and the anti-Christ. They're going to have to pick another one now. All the fear mongers are going to have to pick another guy. Because he didn't work out. And you can go on, you can get on that rat race. You can get on that wheel of fear and be affected by it every day and never get your head out of the clouds and see what God's doing. You can be stuck. Now, you hear what I'm telling you. And some of you go back and forth like you're on a pogo stick. Some of you, it's like a daily thing. You go from depression to joy. You come to church and you get high. And you're so glad to be here because it's so much better here. God is not stuck in this church. God doesn't stay in this building. You can get a rush driving down the highway. You can sing praises in your shower and say, He's with us in this house. If you would let Him, He'd fix your attitude. He'd fix your... So I'm telling you, I have verses for this sense, this joy. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 7, in Him, Craig, this goes along with what you said. Craig Sawyer preached my message. In Him, we have redemption through His blood. Somebody say, have the forgiveness of sins. Is that what it says? We have forgiveness of sins. Say it out loud. Say, I have forgiveness of sins. In accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. My wife makes lots of Christmas cookies. If I have a chance, and I did for about 10 seconds to assist, I put extra icing. And she will say, You can't pick it up. The icing, that's too much icing. No, it's called lavishing. He has lavished, smeared you to your gooey. Till anybody that touches you is going to get some on them. Lavished you with this love, and He did it with wisdom and understanding, and He made known to us the mystery of His will. And that's the secret I'm talking about on this final Sunday of 2014. The mystery. There's a mystery. It seems to be hidden. It's the word mysterion. It's a Greek word. It's a military word that means that you would reserve part of the plan so that if your generals were captured, no one would know the whole plan, the mysterion. God has opened to you the mysterion, the mystery of His will. His will is, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's working out. This service today should prove to some of you what I'm saying is true. Not just the feeling, but the fact that the Spirit of the Lord can move freely in a church service, make you say, it's getting better, it's closer, I'm closer to being free, I'm closer to believing God, I'm a better man than I was 2 hours ago because I've been in the presence of God. The thing's moving forward. Somebody say forward. He's going to make known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure which He purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. Not the Antichrist. Look. Not the United Nations. People all sick and nervous about it. No, He's going to bring the whole thing together under Christ. And today in the freedom of this service and the way all of you responded properly is proof that the church is getting better, not worse. Now in verse 11 is my big one. This is the biggie. In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. Leave that up. Look at that. In Him, you're chosen. You've been chosen. You were chosen. You are not here by accident. We got people brand new that spoke today. How fun was that? I don't even know some of you got to shake your hand and say hi to you, but I just want to tell you something. It's beautiful that what you said to us being here for the first time, it makes us who've been around a while feel like maybe we're doing something right. People are welcome here. Come on. We're almost as good as a bar. Almost. We're not quite, but we're almost. When the church gets as good as a bar, you think about when the church is as good as a bar, when everybody that comes through the door, somebody's going, hey! Because churches still figure out who belongs and who don't belong. You were chosen. You have been predestined. Now you got to get this. This is so monstrous. According to the plan of Him who works out everything. Everything. Somebody say everything. Say everything. He works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. All right, now listen, and I'll try to finish with these thoughts, though I was prepared if you hadn't talked so long. Our view of the future, let me make it more personal. Your view of the future, April, your view of the future is dependent on your relationship with God. I have a calling. I have a very specific purpose. I was able to verbalize it, able to write it down, able to say it. Probably, Steve, if you guys could help me get this written down, maybe we'll be able to flash it. Maybe not today, but someday. My job, my calling to you, and universally now, my calling is to change the church's view of God. That's my calling. I'm here to change your view of God and to change the world's view of the church. Because the world views the church as a condemning, sectarian, denominational, judgmental, right? But if I can change your view of God, if I can make you see God like I see God, and you realize that he's working out everything, everything is going to come to his will. There's no negative, there's no dark, there's no maybe, there's no almost. He does exactly what he pleases. Do you hear me? Therefore, the madness and the confusion and the craziness of church was all in God's plan. Because in the end, when we start coming out of that, Jeannie, you had a revelation this morning. It's only when you've been in it do you understand how great the thing is that you've come from. He's delivered me. I know what that means. I stand on my feet when I come here, not to impress you, thank God. For 17 years, I stand there, and the first song we start singing about praising God, I want to go, yes, I get it. Why? Because verses start going through my head where he promised me, I have a plan for you. I have a plan that's good and a future for you, and I'm working it out. And I look back at all the road, and I see all the twists and turns, and I see all the mess I've made, and I realize he was using all of that to get me to the place where on a Sunday morning like this, I could just say, thank you. It's you and you alone. I couldn't work this out, but you worked it all out specifically. And Kathy, I just dawned on me, when Kathy and Ray talk about coming here, and they're with their kids, and we're all together, and we love it, and Ray and our fishing buddies, and all that's great, but it's hard, man, it's hard if God doesn't show up. And then Kathy says, look at this. I go, and the doctor says, well, yeah, we'll do something about that. You know what I start thinking? Well, you should have moved here before. You know what you should start thinking? I wish I'd have known this before. Some of you that are here today will think later, I wish I'd have joined that church before. I should have been going to that church a long time ago. You hear me? And you realize that God worked it out. So the bad stuff is like, it's like a rocket ship that propels you. It's like getting drop kicked by God through the goalpost. It's like God saying, see, I was working the whole time. Hear me. That's why the next thing that happens, you're not going to get down. That's why you're not going to quit, be discouraged. It puts a spirit of overcoming in you. It puts a spirit of, I can do this in you. It puts a right attitude in your spirit. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I'll just give you a couple without turning to them. Isaiah 9, remember 6? Unto us a child is born. What's number 7 say? Isaiah 9, 7. And of the increase of his government. I like that little amen from hallelujah from Penny Brigley. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Do not be surprised because of your past negativity when the peace of God increases and you don't feel bad anymore. Don't feel bad for feeling good. Quit waiting for the next shoe to drop and, oh, yeah, well, something else is going to happen. No, God's going to get you through that too. Of the increase. Somebody shout increase. Job said in the last chapter of Job, the first two verses, he said, God's plans cannot be thwarted. And I brought this book, and I got to do this. I'll just be quick with you. This is Herodotus, the histories. What's real interesting about this, it was written in Greek. It's several hundred years before the Bible. And you might remember in the story of, in the book of Daniel, when the Medes and the Persians overtook Babylon. Do you remember the handwriting on the wall, the story of the handwriting on the wall? Remember some of those stories? Well, this is the histories, and it actually has Xerxes, some of the history of Xerxes. Artabanus, Xerxes' uncle. These are actually histories. These are words that were recorded by the royal scribes. This is what he says to Xerxes before Xerxes decides to invade Greece. Nothing is more valuable to a man than to lay his plans carefully and well, even if things go against him and forces he cannot control bring his enterprise to nothing. He still has the satisfaction of knowing that he was defeated by chance. The plans were all laid. If, on the other hand, he leaps headlong into danger and succeeds by luck, well, That's a bit of luck indeed, but he still has the shame of knowing that he was ill-prepared. I won't read any more to you, but to say, I have made plans, looked into my future, planned my retirement, planned my savings, planned my health and circumstances greater than me, bigger than me, wrecked my plans. And so the best laid plans of mice and men, no matter how well you plan for 2015, things are going to happen. It's not that he's going to deliver you from all of your trouble. He will carry you through it. There will be things that you have to face. And I know that there are people who try to paint this picture that when you come to the Lord, everything in your life is going to go right. No, it's that he is with you when things don't go right. And when you get that deep sense, it causes you to go forward instead of hesitate. It causes you to believe when others falter. It's going to give you victory today. And I'm going to tell you, my wife says I'm nuts, but I'm shouting at the next year. I'm looking 2015 right in the eye going, bring it. There's nothing you can do I haven't been through. We can do this. We've had miracles in our family. My grandchildren been saved alive from near death. My wife was told she was going to die. Some of you wouldn't remember, but last year at this time, Kathy Vogler, where are you? Kathy, wave at me. Kathy, you were talking about that service. Jack Kinney was in the house. Jack Kinney, my friend, was here to help us pray that day when we had three prayer lines. But what none of you know, you wouldn't remember, is I had a bandage on my back, a little bit bigger than that, covering the wounds from my cancer surgery. And that day, that Band-Aid burst and I had to run home and my whole back was filled with this mess from my cancer surgery. That was the day we prayed for healing. And I was standing here today thinking, it's been a year now. Some of you been through some stuff. Nate said, look back and be thankful. I'm telling you the purpose of it. Listen, the purpose is so that you could look forward, not just to look back. But the reason you look back is so you can look forward and say, I think he's working everything out according to his own plan. And then my final verse today, Jesus said, when you pray, pray this. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's stand, shall we? I love country music. I got some country songs going through my head right now. And when they turn out the lights, when the party's over, when the Sunday service is over and the lights go out, I know he's going home with me. I've got to get that in your spirit. I so desperately want you to have that same joy. I so want it to be that when you meet someone who's in trouble, just out of you flows rivers of living water, hope and life and health and peace. And when somebody sees the latest Inquirer and they've finally located, you know, the Antichrist, that you can look at them and say, yeah, well, that same magazine told us there was a 96-pound baby born in Thailand. So we don't have to believe everything we read. And I stood and read about a baby that looked like a lizard. So I don't have to listen to all that mess. And I know there are wars and rumors of war. Be not troubled. Do not worry. Lift your hands. Lord, I bless your people today with a realization of your abiding presence. You have always been with us. We just didn't know it. And when we know it, we are thrilled. But we forget, and at times we were ignorant. But today, I am praying the blessing of realization and knowledge of your presence on your people so that they will know the Lord is with me and that realization and the joy that follows would overflow to thanksgiving. I bless you today. May the Lord go with you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May he give you peace. And may the power of his Spirit rise up at every need. And may the light that is in you dispel all the darkness from your homes to your families and to your neighbors in Jesus' name. May the year 2015 be the greatest year in your lives. And may the Lord God Almighty carry you through according to his eternal will. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. To learn more about Grace Place, please visit our website at graceplacemn.org. Thanks for listening. May God bless you this week.